You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins, who will be joining us shortly. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and as always, we have yet another amazing show. If you're listening on the line and you'd like to join the conversation, please press 1. If you're listening to the show on your computer and you'd like to jump into the punch bowl, give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. We have yet another amazing show. But before we start talking to our guests, we're going to stop for this brief commercial break.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
If you are just now tuning in to Changing the Conversation, you definitely want to post this show, tweet the show, let everyone in your network on LinkedIn know about Changing the Conversation. Our next guest, or our first guest, is Donald Ray Parrish Jr. He was born to Donald and Deborah Parrish. He is a pastor and also a sports has his own sports show. Good morning, Mr. Parrish. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for joining us in the Punch Bowl. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I have so much information, I really just don't even know where to start.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the story of my life. I've kind of been involved in a little bit of everything. I started preaching when I was 17 years old and went to college and got out, started working in ministry. I've been ordained since my early 20s. But here recently, and done a lot of stuff working with inner city youth, in dealing with gang violence, poverty, I mean, you name it. Here recently, had the opportunity, first started a podcast with a group of friends, which then turned into me being a guest on a internet radio station, Power Play Radio Network, in Dallas, Texas, which then turned into me being now the sports director for Live 104.9, the number one station in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And so it's just more and more things are just kind of bubbling. But that's just kind of the story of my life. I mean, the guy just opens doors for me, and I just try to be prepared and walk through them. So I'm grateful to be on this great show.
So when you do your show on 104.9, is this strictly a sports show?
You know, it's interesting. So my name, The Sports Preacher, was given to me because, especially in the summertime, this is kind of like a dead time for just for sports, because the NBA is in off season, although there's summer league, NFL is in off season, and even baseball right now is taking a break this week. So what I try to do, I try to have a larger conversation, and I use sports as the carrot. Sports is a great leveling field. Everyone has a favorite sports team, or you can relate to sports. There's so many life lessons that are taught in sports. And so I do my best to try to tie in current events, current issues, police shootings, you name it, into the sports dialogue and sports conversation, because I believe that that's one of the problems we have in our society, that we don't really talk to each other. So one more shameless plug, if you don't mind. I have a group free on Facebook. It's called Civil Conversations, that it was designed right after Trayvon Martin, and today is the anniversary of Trayvon Martin verdict. And so right after the verdict, I was just frustrated that I was not able to find a place where I could really voice my opinion and get honest dialogue instead of just the sound bites that you get on social media. So I started this group, Civil Conversations, and you guys are welcome to join. But that's what I try to do. I try to have the tough conversations, but I use sports as the way to have that and to try to elevate, you know, what I'm calling the TMZing effect of sports and of our news. I'm trying to do something different, just keep it at a certain level and keep it intelligent. So,
okay, so what is the TMZing of the news?
Meaning that how you notice how everything it's like if it bleeds, it leads, right? And so we're so desperate to get likes and shares that we just want to deal with the negativity and so-and-so has had this affair and all that. That really is not my focus. I don't really, you know, especially we're dealing with a young 19, 20-year-old kid who's just been drafted into the league, who's been given a bunch of millions of dollars, and he's been following around. Of course he's going to make mistakes. So we touch on the mistakes, but we also shed light on the positive aspects. For example, the NFL players who just got together and gave the young sister in Austin who has Honey and Bees Lemonade Company, they just almost gave her $1 million. These are all African-American men who did this out of their own pockets, and it's getting very little to no kind of national coverage. But you let one of them show up drunk somewhere at a party, and that's going to lead to news everywhere. That's what I'm trying to, you know, give a balance to. So.
Okay. So one of the most recent discussions or topics that's been really getting people going is the whole Fidel Castillo ruling.
Oh, man.
Did you mm-hmm. touch on that with the, you know, how do we bring that into sports?
Oh, wonderful. Well,
as a life lesson.
I was at the march in Dallas, July 7th. Matter of fact, if you go to my Facebook page, the video has popped back up. And so I had the whole thing. I was live, Facebook Live, in the whole event. So you see the entire march. You hear the speeches and the whole nine. I serve on two Dallas Police Department community policing boards. And so I was there as a participant, you know, in response to the Philando Castile and the Alton Sterling shooting that happened in Baton Rouge. And so I think that what we have to do, and the way you can merge those two, is to just talk about facts and to be really sensitive to the fact that not everybody understands the plight of the black man in America. Not everybody understands it. And so they're going to have some questions and some concerns. And so when you watch the video of Philando Castile and you hear him say, you hear the dialogue and you hear him say, you know, listen, I'm going to my wallet. I need to get, you know, some information and see the shot be fired. I don't know what lesson can be taught in that, because he did everything the textbook way. His very skin color made him threatening to that officer, unfortunately. But there are some lessons in some other cases that you can look at, and maybe some things we can do differently. But in that case, I can't victim blame. I can't think of a single thing that he did that warranted that response from that officer. And the fact that officer, you know, was acquitted of all charges, you know, it shows how we, once again, we have this problem in our society where we're not talking to each other. We're talking at each other. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when does your show air?
So I'm on the air a lot. I'm on the Morning Home Team show on Live 104.9, KZWA-FM. You can just go to kzwafm.com, and then you guys can listen to us there from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then I also have the Sports Preacher show from 6:30 to 7 p.m. And then I have my talk show on Power Play Radio Network, which is simulcast on Facebook and on powerplayradionetwork.com. And that's on Monday nights, and that's a live show I do there in Dallas with in-studio guests from 7 to 9 p.m. So I'm fortunate that I get a chance, on top of preaching on Sunday, so I'm fortunate I get a chance, you know, to really try to get my message out and try to get the word out about how I view things and how I see things. So God has really opened those doors, and I'm just trying to walk through them.
Okay, so on Sundays you are the youth pastor for the Central Dallas Ministry.
Well, no, actually, Central Dallas Ministries was my first job out of college, and they're now
okay.
City Square. They're now City Square. I'm now my father's assistant at Truly Missionary Baptist Church. My grandfather used to pastor that church for 55 years. My father is now in position of senior pastor, and I'm his assistant. He's been pastoring. He's been officially pastoring for 25 years. He assisted my grandfather for about 10 years, and so. And so many people say I'm just following the family footsteps. I don't view it that way. I'm there as long as I'm there, as long as I'm able to be helpful and be relevant. And so I'm, you know, youth and young adult pastor as well as, you know, a bunch of other titles. But, you know, that comes along with being a preacher's kid. You know? So it's just it's a wonderful opportunity. And you're going to love this title. I'm the pulpit conductor. I told my dad, you made that up. I've never heard that before. But basically I'm in charge of making sure, you know, who scheduling who preaches and all that. So I get a chance to preach pretty often, and I schedule other brothers, and you know, as well as my father. And so it's really good, man. It's just growing and just trying to develop and just using the skills that you feel God has blessed you with. So.
Okay, so it does seem like you're following those footsteps, but you're just doing it your own way, making your own path to sometimes the same point. So what are you preaching on? What do you normally preach on?
I try to stay relevant. So I'm kind of crazy. So, for example, Sunday, I don't know if you've heard Jay-Z's new album, 444. Have you heard that?
Oh, yes.
Have you listened to it?
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That is such a trending topic.
Okay. Well, listen, you got to be relevant. Now, you can't talk to the people if you're not relevant, right? So I listened to 444, and so I'm a huge Donny Hathaway fan, so on Legacy, on the track, the last track on the album, Legacy. So I used to DJ. I paid for my last year of college DJing. And so I did my own little mix of Legacy, Donny Hathaway's version of Someday We'll All Be Free, which is what Jay-Z sampled on Legacy, and with Legacy, and I did a little live mix in there. Not too heavy, because I'm retired, so I'm so out of the game that it's not even funny. But but the point I was making to our young people, it was like Youth Sunday, and the point I was making to them is, believe it or not, at 15 years old, you're already starting on your legacy. You're already starting, you know, to build your legacy. You're already starting to build what people are going to remember you for and what they're going to say about you. And the decisions you make at 12, 13, 14, 15 will come back and revisit you and either thank you when you're 40, or you'll come back and you want to slap your 13-year-old self. So I was trying to put into their mind, you know, that, you know, you're building your legacy right now. Let's get it. Let's go. Quit being lazy. It's the summertime. Don't ever say you're bored. Whatever your dream is, whatever your passion is, chase it, because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And so, and then that's how I try to live my life. My wife looks at me crazy sometimes because she never knows what the next day is going to bring. And I tell her I don't either. But hey, you want to drive with me? Let's go. You know, but yeah, so that's really what I like to, I have to stay relevant. I'm just not going to give you the same cookie cutter sermon that you may hear other places. And, you know, some preachers they can tell you what they're going to preach about this time next year. I don't do that. I really try to be led by the Spirit and try to, you know, be on topic. And we do cover just about every major event, be it black on black crime, police shooting, whatever's going on. We try to cover it and see what God's word has to say about it and how should we govern ourselves accordingly, as they say in the Baptist tradition.
Wow, that's an interesting take on Jay-Z's album. But one of the other aspects that people were discussing is that when Beyonce came out with her Lemonade and she spilled all the tea mm-hmm. on what was going on, everyone wanted mm-hmm. a response from Jay-Z. He didn't say anything. He had nothing to say, no comment. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's like he went to, you know, had a therapy session in this album mm-hmm. and just, mm-hmm. you know, responded to just about everything, more than some mm-hmm. people would have wanted. You know, I'm pretty sure Kanye didn't want to hear his, you know, responses. Eric Benet wasn't too happy about his comments.
Hey, you never, but hey, it's true. You never go Eric Benet. I'm sorry. You never go Eric Benet. You just don't do it. That was a warning to all of the brothers, but also to the sisters. If you're dealing with a brother who's damaged, and Jay-Z was admitting that he's damaged, and he gave you reasons why he was damaged, then you have to be careful what you're stepping into. You know, and he mentioned how young Beyonce was. She was 21. She was head over heels from him. He wasn't ready for that kind of commitment. And they had these issues because of that. So I appreciate the fact that he put so much of himself and of his story on wax, as we used to say. You know, but now I guess it's on the cloud now. But, you know, but he put it out there. So people yes. could hear it, because it gives people like myself who are ministers, it gives us the ammunition we need to really address what's happening inside of our homes. Jay-Z is not the only man who grew up with all these family issues and thus not knowing how to treat a woman. You can go back to James Brown and how he was so abusive to women, but you see he was raised in a brothel because his mother didn't want
yes.
him. So, I mean, this is reoccurring. And what are we going to do as a culture? What are we going to do as a group of people? What are we going to do to address it? Well, number one, we got to start by talking about it. So I appreciate that he put that out there. And so definitely that apology was real and it was sincere. And I think he also did it for the sake of his children, because one day Blue is going to Google and she's going to see all of this. One day his twins are going to see all of this. And so I think Daddy was like, hey, just in case I'm dead and gone, I want you to hear Daddy's perspective. You know, this is what happened, you know, and this
yes.
is why I'm sorry.
I thought it was a great show of maturity. More than anything else, I just thought it was a great show of maturity to show the stages, like you said, in our lives. You know, the same, you should
Correct.
Not be the same person at 40-something that you were at
47. He's 47. He's 47. And so I'm glad to see that growth maturity. I wish some of his other fellow rappers who are close to his age, you know, I'm 40, and
yeah.
there's a bunch of guys who are still popping right now who are my age and older who dress younger, who talk younger, who try to, you know, and they dumb down their lyrics. I wish that you would be grown men and still be proficient at your crap. I wish you would.
Absolutely.
You know, and so you've seen some comments about some others who have taken issue with him and even have said that his album was too smart. How can something be too smart? Well, what are you saying about your audience? You know. So anyway, I can go on and on about that, but I'm a fan of what he did on that particular album. So big ups to him.
Well, I mean, I just love the way that you're using today's topics and in today's music to reach out to our youth.
Correct. Correct.
Because
and
some people feel that our youth today is lost. Like I guess every generation they say it, but I keep hearing this is the lost generation. And I'm like, they're not lost. You have to talk to them. You have to have conversations with them.
Correct. And if they're lost, it's because we lost them. And
yes.
we have to own that.
Yes.
So if they're lost,
yes.
it's because we lost them. We lack the relevance that they needed to hold their attention, and we're not teaching and training them the way they should. Same way I didn't want to hear when my dad used to repeat himself, my son doesn't want to hear it, but that doesn't stop me from teaching. And I think a lot of us who are at the child-rearing age are lazy. We're lazy in our parenting. We want technology, TV, video games, shoes. We want all that to raise our kids instead of us sitting down and talking about the ugly side of life, you know. Hey, Mama, why am I older than you and Daddy's anniversary day? Well, we need to talk about that. you mean
why
you used to smoke weed?
Why am I 15 and y'all been married for 10 years?
Yeah. You know, Daddy, I see a picture. You used to have gold teeth. Well, we got to have those conversations. You know, we can't run away from it. Too many times we grow up, we mature, we want to act like the last 20 years didn't happen. No, they happen. and there are consequences for them, and we got to turn and face them, and we got to educate our young people so that they won't make the same mistakes that we made. So that's just what I believe. Not everybody believes that. Some people like being in La La Land. They like hearing fairy tales and all that. And unfortunately, God just does not let me bring it that way. I can't even when I try, it doesn't work. So I don't even try. I just have to be you. I have to be Nick. I have to be me. I'm not trying to be unique. I'm just trying to help. I say it in my sermons all the time. You know, some preachers say, "Can I get amen?" My crutch is I'm just trying to help somebody. And I say that, and I'm trying to stop saying it because my friends mess with me about it because I say it so much. But that's really what I'm doing. I'm just trying to help somebody.
Well, that's noble. I mean, that's so wonderful to hear that you are just trying to help somebody, because in 2017 they say that our youth is turning away from organized religion in record droves, that literally never
Correct.
Before in the history of America have our youth or our young people, when I say youth, I don't mean like necessarily 15, but 20, 25, you know, are
mm-hmm.
turning away from religion. They don't even find a need, a reason. Or they're disappointed and disheartened by some of the experiences. And the church was always
mm-hmm.
the one place where we can go to bring the family unit together. So what are your thoughts and your feelings on that?
Well, here's what I tell people. It's funny that people say that, but I promise you, if you look at my cell phone records, everybody wants a pastor. They may not want a church, but everybody wants to have somebody that they can talk to open and honestly, and can just say, hey, you know, I need to be able to bear it all to you. I need to be able to bear it all. I need to be able to open myself up. I need to be able to release. And I just need someone who is objective enough to tell me I'm right or I'm wrong based on how they see it. So, yes, in record numbers, they may not be attending service, but I promise you, they all have somebody who they listen to. Now, that's where it gets dangerous. If you're listening to a pastor, hopefully he is rooted in the Word of God. But if you're listening to your friend who don't know any more than you do about life, you know, that's where you find yourself getting into trouble. So I do think there's things that our churches are guilty of doing that push our young people away. And the biggest one, and this is going to be a big out of all my African-American Christians who are listening right now, quit being so mean to the babies. Quit being mean to them. If she come to church and her skirt a little shorter than what you want, quit being jealous that you can't wear it no more, and just thank us for coming. You don't know what she had to go through to come through those doors. You don't know how Satan was doing it. I'm not trying to get too religious on you, but you don't know how.
No, you're fine.
Okay, you don't know what all Satan was putting on her and saying to her as she was getting dressed and telling her how unworthy she was because of the lifestyle that she used to live or how she's currently living now. You never know if she's a woman at the well. You don't know that. So quit being mean. Quit being mean. Greet them with the spirit of love, because the same God that forgave you, that's what I tell our older saints, that when some of y'all were dropping like it's hot to Tutti Frutti, oh, Rudy. It just because the beat is different don't mean the action was different. And some of y'all were the hottest thing going in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. Well, you can't beat up these babies for being the same thing that you used to be. Only thing you can do is warn them about what their continued lifestyle is. You know, so I think the first thing, we got to love them. We got to love them from where they are. Love them for who they are and quit putting our expectations on them, but just create the environment where they feel loved and they want to be a part and they want to come and listen. They want to come and join in what you're doing. And all the years in youth ministry has taught me that. And that's why I've had some level of success, because I realized very quickly, oh, they want me to be honest with them. They don't want me just to pat them on the back and say everything is great. No, they want me to say, hey, man, you selling drugs? Why are you selling drugs in your own community? Why are you doing this? Do you know what's going to happen? And then show them what's going to happen. Bring drug dealers in front of them who own that second and third strike and have them articulate to them, hey, I stopped selling drugs when I was 20, but I'm 40 years old and I'm still caught up in legal cases for what I did when I was 20. You know, and so having those kind of conversations, you know, with them, and a lot of men and women like myself around the country doing that, we don't get a lot of shine, and that's okay. We're not doing it for the shine, but that's what I think. If a church is drying up, the church has to ask themselves, start with the leadership, am I still being relevant? And that's why I'm hoping this budding career in media, you know, gives me, it helps, number one, helps me stay relevant, but secondly, gives me a larger platform to say, not for personal gain, but to challenge my fellow believers and my fellow pastors and parishioners to say, listen, are you being relevant? Because they are listening to somebody. Jay-Z went platinum on Tidal only, 1.5 million downloads, and it was just on Tidal. And that's not including all the people who got it bootlegged the first week of
right,
the
album. Right, absolutely.
It went platinum. Yeah, and it still went platinum. 1.5 downloads in 5 days, and it was just for Sprint customers. What does that tell you about his reach? That tells you something.
Absolutely.
They're listening.
Tells you a lot about his power and his voice.
There you go. So I applaud the fact that he made a mature album and that he's growing up and that he was so open about his mistakes. We got to be willing to embrace that. Now, I'm not saying to kids that you can live a Jay-Z lifestyle, you can start off selling drugs, you can do all this, and then you're gonna turn into a billionaire. No, that does not happen. That happened for him, but that is not going to happen for you. But learn from his mistakes and don't do them. Go to school. Have a career. Do something. Work your passion. You'll never work a day in your life when you work your passion. You see, I'm all passionate right now. I haven't worked in a long time.
Yes.
Because this is passion. This is I really believe in helping people.
And one of the ways that you used to help people is you approach a different way. With your STEP Foundation, you use the sororities.
Yes.
We started a
STEP team at Lincoln High School. And, mm-hmm. you know, kids like, okay, so when I was coming up, it was a different world, right? You couldn't wait to get to college because you wanted to go to Hillman, right? And I was disappointed to find out that Hillman didn't exist. I was very disappointed. I was like, oh, my God. You know. I
wanted to go, too, so don't be mad. I wanted
man,
to
let me
roll.
Say, I started off looking at Whitley, but that Freddie, mm-hmm. that Freddie grew on me. And I was like, I need to get me a Freddie. I need to find me a Freddie somewhere with that natural hair. Yeah. And so but I'm willing to use whatever we need to use. So right now at our church, we have a praise and sing. We have a mime team. We have this. We have puppets. You know, I don't care what we use. The tools don't matter. The tools will change. Stuff will come in style and out of style. Our methods have to be flexible for the time, but our message never changes. Some people, however, get married to the method. They get married to the religion and not the relationship. Jesus wants a relationship with you. He wants to walk with you. So I tell my young people, you may find yourself with hair and needle in your arm one day hanging out, and you may say, you know what, I don't want this life anymore. Guess what? That same Jesus that you accepted when you were 4 and 5 years old, he's right there in the drug house with you saying, I've been waiting on you to say that. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting on you to say, I'm tired of this. Let's go. And he's done it. He'll do it for everybody. See, you got me preaching. I'm not trying to preach on your network. I don't want.
I'm trying to get you to preach. I'm
anymore.
Trying to hear the message.
Listen, we need a word this morning. Let me tell you something. I'm not trying to get Punch Studios to send me a bill. I don't want just some college to send me a bill and say I'm broadcasting illegally on this network. But honestly, that same Christ and I think that's what we need to talk about. We need to focus on. Quit worrying about the name outside of your building. And you're Baptist, you're Pentecost, you're this, you're that. Man, quit worrying about that. Let's come together. Let's merge our finances. Let's make some differences in our neighborhood. Let's build some banks. Let's surround our schools. Let's do all these things because we know what needs to be done. Let's do it. And let's not grow weary in our well-doing. For in due season, you will reap if you faint not. It's not going to be easy. The camera's not going to show up. The money's not going to be there. You're going to have all the reasons why it won't work. People's attitude's going to be bad, whole nine. But still persevere and make it happen. You know, do that. If the Kennedys can make money moonshining, right, during a prohibition, and then their seed end up becoming president, why can't we? Think about that, right? Just think about that. Why can't we then say, I'm going to take what resources I have, I'm going to work them the best I can, and then just watch God do the rest? Why can't we? The only reason we can't is because we stop ourselves. So
absolutely.
You get me all.
I mean,
getting all lathered up. Let me calm down.
No. It's good. It's great. We love it. It's about being in the punch bowl. When anybody comes in the punch bowl and they start getting the juice, it just happens automatically. It happens on every show. But that's
okay,
what we're
okay,
doing
okay.
here at Punch TV Studios, and why we opened our initial public offering at $1 per share, because it wasn't just about the money and just about making a certain people rich. It was about changing our community, changing our lives, and creating jobs. So we're producing over 300 new feature films and television shows. But it's not just about Hollywood. It's not just about entertainment. It's about, number one, creating jobs for our community. With 300 new television shows and feature films, there's so many different jobs for everyone, whether they are the actors or directors or the filmmakers, or maybe it's the accountant that has to do the advertising and count the billing for that show. But these are new opportunities that people wouldn't have if we hadn't created these television shows. The other thing is that for Mr. Collins and for Punch TV Studios, it's about making movies and making television shows about the lives of ordinary people. And so that's what we're going to produce over the next 4 years is 300 new shows about ordinary people, regular people that you would never see. But everyone has such amazing stories. And so if we can use their stories as examples, then they will help somebody else. So that's our focus here, is just how can we help people? How can we help them change their lives? But not just today. You know, it goes back to the whole teach a man to fish. We don't want to just help people today. We want to help your great, 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 great grandchildren to not have to worry about some of the things that their great, great, great grandfather had to worry about. So that's why we love to work with and talk to people who are of a like mind, who just sincerely at the end of the day want to help and want to be of service.
That's right. That's right, man. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Much love to Punch TV. Seriously. And I want to see how we can keep this conversation going between myself and Punch TV and whatever we can do to work together. I definitely want to be a part of that because this is groundbreaking, and I'm just honored just to be a part of it. So thank you so much.
You are very welcome. We would love for you to join us on our social media network. It's nabuki.com, NABUKIE.com. Again, it's NABUKIE.com. We would love for you to join us there. It's free. It's no charge. But when we do anything at Punch TV Studios, we always start with Nabuki because it's our investors, our supporters, our fans, our followers, and it allows us to know what's going on in everyone's world. So maybe if you're preaching on Sunday or you have something that you're doing, we can let everybody on Nabuki know and let everybody in our circle know what you're doing. Also, with that in mind, we're going to start looking for new content for the network. So maybe there's something we can do on Sunday morning or different things, you know, that we can sit down to discuss.
We can definitely have that. We can definitely have that conversation. I know a couple of young filmmakers as well. And so I need to make that introduction. I think this is wonderful.
Well, we want to definitely, as always, we do this every show, we want to give a shout-out to Monique Kirby. Monique is wonderful. I wouldn't be able to do this show without Monique. Monique has my information. Reach out to Monique. She'll get you to me. We'll set up a private off-air conversation. We'll set up some meetings to see what we can do together. But, again, join us on Nabuki. Have the youth join us on Nabuki, see some of the positive things that we're doing here. And with the youth, we have internships available right now at Punch TV Studios. So they join us on Nabuki. If anybody's interested, or, again, you contact me, I can let you know more about those specific internship opportunities. But, Mr. Parrish, I just want to thank you for blessing the show today. You are a blessing to others, and we really appreciate you for being here in the Punch Bowl.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. We do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Joseph Collins will be here shortly, and if you're tuning in, this is a show that you definitely want to post, tweet, go to Nabuki, let us know you're listening, let us know you're tuning in. If you have questions, if you're on the line, if you want to comment, if you want to just jump in the punch bowl with us, please press 1 so we know that you like to join the conversation. If you're listening to the show live right now on your computer and you want to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call, 657-383-1974. Press 1 so we'll know you're here. I'm your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and we are going to continue with another great guest. Our guest is Ms. Philomena. She is a professional skincare therapist with over 20 years of experience. Good morning, Philomena. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. I am wonderful and excited to hear more about you. So I've heard of skincare professionals, but what is a skincare therapist? So you give therapy to the skin?
Yes, we do. Of course, I do. We're therapists because what we do is regarded as treatment, not just beauty. You know what I mean? Treat skin. We treat skin concerns, acne, skin discoloration, of course, anti-aging. Whatever you feel like you want to work on for your skin that bothers you is what I treat. I use professional grade products that you will not buy at a drugstore. You know, I'm very trained, very experienced, and I give it out, you know, try to make your skin look better for you.
So how long, you said over 20 years. So what got you into the skincare industry?
I've always loved taking care of skin. My mom, she aged very well. Because she took care of her skin, lots of protection. Sunscreen is very, very important. I like makeup. I loved that she looked way younger than her age. That's what got me into skincare in the first place.
Okay. So do you have any specific techniques or recommendations for what people should do as far as their skincare therapy, or is it just one of those things where you're like, hey, they have to come see me, I'm a professional, I can do these things that they would never be able to do on their own?
Of course, there's certain things I only can do as a professional, as a trained professional. You know, I know the right products to use, the right techniques to do extraction when I'm trying to clean out the pores. But there are certain things you can do at home, you know, to keep it up. Not everybody is able to afford skincare, you know, every month. But you can do certain things at home, drink lots of water, most importantly. You can cleanse, exfoliate once a week, you know, to keep the skin smooth. Because if you exfoliate, That's the only way your skin will be in a better position to receive your moisturizer or whatever kind of treatment, you know, you're putting on your skin. Because if you don't exfoliate, it's like putting moisturizer on a dead skin. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to do anything. Another tip I have for people at home, make sure you use sunscreen. Anybody tells you black skin doesn't age or doesn't sunburn, they are lying to you. They don't know. It's a myth. We do burn. And we do age. So you have to use sunscreen every day for protection. Sunscreen is the most important, in my opinion, skincare product you can ever have.
Okay. So how difficult was it for you to create your own business and to go into business for yourself?
Very difficult, you know, but it was very, very difficult. The last place I worked for a spa, she closed down. We only had 30-day notice that she's going to retire. And everybody was like, well, what are we going to do? Resume this, resume that. I've worked for some large spas before, and I feel like I've made lots of money for a couple of the companies I work with. And I decided, you know what? I'm no more sending resumes to, you know, some 20-year-old that has no experience to try to interview me for something I should be teaching them. I decided to try this on my own. There was no budget, nothing. But I've always been someone who just does stuff. I don't take no for an answer. I believe, you know, I have to try, see where it goes. If it doesn't work, I can always say, I tried, it didn't work. So I live in Hollywood, and finding a place in Hollywood that's affordable to live, much less for a business, is very difficult. So I found a medical building, and I had to reach out to the owner. Look, this is my situation. I don't have a budget. I don't have a business resume or a business budget, a business a background, you know, to rent a space. I said, this is what I do. Give me a chance, you know. Let me see what I can do, and I will show you that I can pay my rent for this space. I'll work hard, and maybe in the future I can even rent a bigger space from you if everything works out. All I need is one room studio and a sink. And the realtor came back to me a few days later and said they accepted my application. So whatever it was, maybe thank God. So I'm very pleased. I was very happy I was given that chance with nothing at all to start with. Very, very difficult,
oh, wow.
But it's worth a try. Yes, ma'am.
No, wow, that's inspiring. I definitely would love to invite you to join us. We have a woman. It's early in the morning. It's Thursday. I'm like ready for Friday of the weekend already. Sorry about that.
We have a Women in Leadership group on the Buki, Women in Leadership, where we discuss the leadership and business and just, you know, some of the differences that we find in being in leadership as well as being a woman. You know, it's just amazing for me, you know, being an executive at a television network, it's still areas where I know that it's a good old boys club. You know, I'll say something and I'll say, you know, the TV show is a green, it's a go, it's a green light. And, you know, nothing happens. And then the man walks in and like, TV show is a green light. And then all of a sudden people move. I'm like, wait, I just said that like 5 minutes ago. That's what I had said, you know. But so that's why we said, you know what? What can we do, you know, amongst ourselves to make things better as far as women? I mean, again, in the studio, the majority of our employees are women, and sometimes as women, we, you know, can be very competitive, or we may see a woman and we don't even know her, and we're like, oh, she thinks she's cute, you know.
Yeah.
So we really have made it a conscious decision to, you know, work together as women, motivate each other. So I would love for you to join us on the Buki, especially our Women in Leadership group, you know. Also, you can add your products, you can add your business on the Buki, and we can see what we can do to assist you. Now, how can people find you or find out how they can obtain your services?
Yes, I'm on Santa Monica Boulevard in East Hollywood. 5300 Santa Monica Boulevard, Suite 324. I only work by appointment, so they can text me or call 310-770-9892. 310-770-9892. They can leave a message because when I'm working on a client, I don't answer the phone. So they leave a message, I'll reach back to them or text me, and I'll always, return their call or their text as soon as possible. And that's how you find me. Right now, something very important really quick. I'm actually having, I have a campaign on Groupon right now. So I'm going to, it ends the end of July. So if they try to come in right now before then, they can purchase Groupon, you know, to be able to get very, very, very discounted price. So that's a good time by the end of the month or before the end of the month.
Well, we definitely want you to post your Groupon on the Bookie. Let everybody know that you have an offer that ends at the end of the month. And, again, we definitely want to put the full force of Punch TV Studios and what we're doing behind you. So thank you for joining us on today's episode of Changing the Conversation. We really appreciate your voice.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Again, let me say one thing real quick before I forget. Skincarebyphilomena.com. I do have a website. Skincarebyphilomena.com. That will show you all the services I provide, regardless of the Groupon campaign. And I would love to take a minute to say thank you so much to Monique. Monique has been very supportive of me. Yes, very supportive, not just as a Black woman, but as a human being, you know. She's always asked what she could do to help me because she knows I'm just starting off, and she sees how hard I work. And she tells me whatever I can do for you, you know, just like that, no strings attached. So I want to say thank you, Monique.
We love Monique again for the second time on this same show. We love Monique. We wouldn't be able to do this show without Monique because she's always here supporting. She's definitely a blessing because she's finding so many wonderful people, wonderful guests, and just introducing them to the Punch TV Studios family. So we love Monique. We are going to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We are back, and how are you enjoying today's show? We have such wonderful guests. They always call in and provide such wonderful information and share their time, knowledge, wisdom, products, services. Sometimes we even get a little preaching going on in the Punch Bowl. So we're going to go ahead and take some callers and see what's on everyone's mind this morning. You with us this morning, Z?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Yes, I am, as usual, Sharifa. That's an excellent show. You have some really interesting people, and I'm looking forward to coming to California July 26th. And
well, you
said
a date now.
I know. We changed that date to July 26th through July the 3rd.
Through August 3rd.
We're going to be there. We're going to arrive the 26th through July 3rd. And I look forward to meeting you and Mr. Collins. And I just think what you're doing is really exciting. And was that Mr. Paris?
Yes, Mr. Paris.
Mr. Paris, I came in late, but he was saying he likes to make his preaching relevant to the youth today. I think that's very important. I tried to make your Bread and Water magazine relevant to today. In fact, that's part of the mission. And some of the rappers, I didn't get all of it, but I was listening to one that my son let me listen to, Calico versus Loaded Lux out of New York when they did this. Actually, if you haven't heard of them, really good. They, I guess what you call it, they do preaching rapping or whatever, but they're talking about the streets. And he was very, very deep, Loaded Lux was. So they're talking to this big generation, Generation X. And that's the lost generation. The lost generation. And I think they're lost because there was a gap between the civil rights and this hip-hop nation. And the gap, I think the gap was integration, actually. Integration kind of interrupted, and it was good to an extent, but it had us to lose a lot of our values. We lost a lot of our businesses. We lost everything we own, and we integrated. And so we're not owners. And so thank God that Punch TV Studios are starting us back to be owners and create generational wealth, where we had some of that before integration, but when integration came, that interrupted that, and it broke up our neighborhoods. And so people turned to drugs and alcohol, lost values, and, you know, they traded those values for sensationalism and fads and little shiny objects. But what you're doing at Punch TV, you're creating an opportunity to create generational wealth and the way it was before integration. So I think that's what happened between civil rights and the lost generation, the hip-hop generation, in between there, you know. And you're saying youth are turning away from organized religion. Yeah, I think they are, because they don't see the value in it. They just feel as though some of the churches are just collecting money and they're not learning or they're not getting anything out of it. So we have to kind of turn from church as usual to making it relevant, whether it's a hip-hop church or whether, however you, whatever you can do to reach the masses of people. That's what your Bread and Water magazine is all about. And the lady who was doing the skincare, I think that's a great thing that she was able to find a place on Santa Monica Boulevard. And she had someone to trust in her to get that started. And so that's what I wanted to jump in and say.
No, I mean, but I absolutely agree. And then, I mean, I think there are a lot of different reasons, but I think overall what happened is that our family unit was destroyed. But our family unit was destroyed because of the lack of wealth. I mean, if you don't have a job,
I always tell people,
happy people don't steal. You know, full people don't steal. It's when you don't have anything and you forced to go provide for your family. And I'm not justifying robbery, but, you know, a lot
of people. But you can feel it. You can feel their pain because you have a lot of people out here in poverty, and a lot of times they turn to drugs because physically and physiologically they don't feel good, and they're not taking their vitamins, and they're not eating healthy. And, you know, to eat healthy is more expensive than it is to eat unhealthy. It's cheaper to eat unhealthy. So people go eat unhealthy and they become unhealthy. And sometimes I'm not justifying drugs, but where they should take vitamins, vitamins are even expensive. So they go to drugs, drugs make them feel better.
Exactly.
You know, physiologically, I'm not saying it's right.
Yeah, again, but it also makes them not feel all the other feelings that they might feel if they had to deal with life. I mean, the job that they're looking for, their situation.
Because,
you know, back in the day, they'll tell you romance without finance is a new thing.
All right.
So That's, you know,
it.
You've got these relationship issues. I mean, it's like a lot of different issues. So what we want to do is we want to create generational wealth. So some of these worries and some of these problems that we have passed on from generation to generation. You know, I can have a problem today in 2017, and my great-great-grandchild may be dealing with her own problems, and they can't correlate my problems with her problems. But what I can tell you is that if great-great-great-grandmother put away money in the bank to make sure she didn't have any worries, then her life is definitely, or at least has the possibility, you know, to be better.
Absolutely.
Than if she started from scratch and started from nothing.
Absolutely, Sharifa, because we were not afforded, we still haven't gotten any reparations, our 40 acres and a mule. So what you're doing here at Punch TV Studios is so relevant, is so important, and nobody else is doing it. And this is where your television station has the edge, because you're creating the generational wealth that we have been denied of from the from the government, our reparations, our 40 acres and a mule. So everybody needs to be running down to Punch TV Studios and getting their shares for a dollar. And you're filling in that void from the civil rights era onto the hip-hop nation. That void, you're placing that void with how they can make their generational wealth, because the only person that got did well off when integration occurred, and I'm not saying all of integration was bad, but the really the people that made out best were white folk. They made out best because their buildings, their businesses boomed, became bigger because their patrons were already the whites, but not only is the whites, it was the blacks. So when we have our own store, we patronize our own store. That's just like with Black Wall Street down in Oklahoma. On Black Wall Street, that strip, Pine and Archer,
yes.
Greenwood, Pine and Archer, they all patronize each other, and the dollar bill stayed in the neighborhood, stayed among the people, and it turned over more and more. Like the money of white people bounce about 7 times in the neighborhood, then it goes out. Among Jews, it bounces like 13, 14 times, and Arabs, it bounces about like that. But black folk, it doesn't bounce once. It doesn't bounce at all because we don't own anything. We go out and, oh, I feel like Chinese food tonight. We go to Chinatown and give them Chinese money. And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you can't buy any Chinese food or something. But when we feel like Spanish food, we go get Spanish food. We feel like Italian food, we go to Olive Garden, you know, and or whatever. And we're the biggest consumers of this, but we have no power. There's no power in our hand. And this is why Punch TV Studios is so relevant. And you have the edge over Bounce, over OWN, Centric, all of these television stations. And this is something to preach about. And this is something yeah, and you're doing a great job, and I'm not going to hold you, but so far as television shows, this is something that Dr. Robinson and I want to create a show, and like my, I want to create a show here, Bryn Ward. Now, I believe in the word, but I believe it being made relevant for today, and I just put up that blog because I'm not technical. I've just always done the manual. But it is to demonstrate, illustrate, and illuminate God's words as it pertains to everyday life. That's mission mine. I'm going to put that up there. And that Preacher of Hickman book, that was another one of my published books, and I put up there, and there, I have someone writing a story on their life. Actually, that started 20 years ago, and I got caught up into my other work, and I just got back up with the American Legendary Screenwriter, and they're looking at that now. But anyway, that was that. But I think you guys are filling the void of the reparations that have been denied from us, from the government. And so this is a way to create the generational wealth, and you guys deserve a standing ovation. You just really do. And that's just no other way to look at it.
I'm going to give my own
Was that the applause?
That was the applause. It was standing. You can't see
great,
it.
Oh, great, great.
They were standing. So, as always, you're welcome to call in, share your thoughts. You know, we always appreciate all of your support on the Bookie, all of your support with Changing the Conversation. We're going to go ahead and wrap this show up. Just want to give a follow-up point to what you were saying about our communities and purchasing outside of our communities. You know, I definitely agree with you, but one of the things that I think that we as a people forget when we look at our economic spending habits is that this was not happenstance. This is something that was deliberately and systematically done to us. Everything that our spending habits and what we were allowed to do, what we aren't allowed to do. So now what we've done is we've created an opportunity that people in our community have and, you know, that they can invest in. So they can make a conscious decision to do something better with their economic spending power. So everyone, again, we want to thank you for tuning in Monday through Friday to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins and your co-host Sharifa Hardy. We will see you on TGIF. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on Changing the Conversation, visit nabookie.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit punchtvstudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.